Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
2020 Sports. Giants beat up on Baltimore 10-3. David Fry and Bo Naylor each with 3-run homers. Jose Ramirez, a 2-run blast. Guardians win 4 straight. Ben Lively gets win number 10. He's up 2 runs over 6 innings. Guardians pitcher Matthew Boyd, rehab start for AAA Columbus last night, goes 3 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits, and struck out 5. Browns doing their last practice at the Greenbrier this morning for wrapping up the first part of mini of training camp following practice today. Here from head coach Kevin Stefanski live right here on 92.3 The Fan. Hall of Fame game last night. Bears topped the Texans 21-17. Game was called late in the third quarter. Lightning and heavy rains in the Canton area. Odyssey app, all the hardware you'll need. Check out the exclusive music station. Get the latest sports news by listening to 92.3 The Fan. For the Buckeye Law Group, 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Get ready for the week ahead in Berea.
We adjust. That's part of the game of football. It's part of sports, team sports in particular. You have to adjust.
The Cleveland Browns Preview Show, Wednesday night at 7.
You adjust the schedule, you adjust where you're practicing, and you have to keep going. You got to focus on what's in front of you.
This is the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan.
Tone, you're the Buckeye guy.
Let's go. I'll tell you what. The era of Jonathan Wells appearing on our show, we still get asked about it. I think we got in some of the biggest LeBron debates we've ever gotten.
Yes, sir.
On this station's history. But we're glad to have you up because you are going to be joining your former teammate at his party and his induction ceremony at the Hall of Fame in Canton this weekend. You're going to be with Andre Johnson, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're here to represent, baby.
And so I'm very appreciative that you thought of us. You're like, you want to roll through and come to the studio again. Join us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Great. My guys, man, you know we used to get it in here. A lot of great debates, man. It's great to see y'all.
Well, one of them, I remember one time we stole a show where you basically took over and the whole LeBron James argument was made. Where I don't remember actually what was said. I know that the 4 hours went about as fast as anything there. So what? Real quick, what have you been doing before we start getting in some vicious debate after this? What have you been up to over the last couple of years?
Man, I moved back to Houston about 3 years ago. August will make 3 years. I've been an ambassador for the organization for the last 2 years, going on my third year. Doing a lot in the community down in Houston. It's been a great time. Organization has welcomed me back with open arms. And just been doing a lot of international travel, man. That's pretty much what I do.
You know, we follow people down there, and it's like Kyle McNair and his wife, they are like beloved, it seems.
Yeah, they're going hard. They've changed the whole culture of the organization, to be quite honest with you. And Hannah McNair is a big, big part of that reason. She's spicy. She talk her talk, and the community really supports and loves her and Cal. So they're doing a great job as far as what they've done the last couple of years.
Well, we're starting to get into that football realm. The Browns were down in West Virginia. They're doing their training camp thing out of sight, out of mind. Well, now they're coming back up to Cleveland this weekend. We're excited to see a lot of these guys. We're really excited to see Nick Chubb, who's not going to be available probably at the start of the year. And I wanted to ask you, because you saw – the hit he took last year, missing all the time he did, and now his contract status basically up in the air after this season. It is a guy we never count out. What are you thinking about the version of Nick Chubb we're going to have this year?
I mean, according to one of those videos I just saw, wasn't he just squatting like 550 pounds?
Yeah.
So the guys, he's not human. I'm praying for him. He's a great guy, great, humble individual. And I really hope he comes back, man, and he can stay injury-free and get through this and get to his money because he deserves it. He's been one of the best backs in the league for the last 5 years. And I hope that he can have a bounce-back season and really get what he's due.
Do you believe, like, now that we're starting to do the whole drop-down tackling, hip-drop tackling, and outlawing that, which, you know, the videos that they showed, I'm like, okay, I guess I can kind of see a little bit of it, but I don't know if it's going to be called as much as what fans feared. Do you think that should open up the door to the type of hit that Nick Chubb sustained as far as being penalties? Because, I mean, you're a running back, and I said, well, if we're going to start to... Before it was like, hey, we're protecting heads. All right, I can get protecting melons.
You can't protect everything, man. It's football.
That's
you know.
I, was getting
I,
at.
I hate the rules. I hate the kickoff rules. You know, I'm an old school dude, man. You know, I like blind sides. I like crackbacks. You know what I'm saying? I like all that gangster stuff on the field. But you know, it's a new day. It's a new era. But at the end of the day, man, I don't know how you're going to call that. It'll be interesting to see for sure.
Well, you said the kickoff thing, and last night we saw our first NFL newfangled kickoff rule, and nothing really happened. Like, we were wondering, were kickoff teams going to be giving this the kick return team a huge advantage to where they're getting the ball at midfield now or take it to the house? And last night didn't look anything out of the ordinary. What did you think?
Nah, I think they're still going to be able to make tackles. I think it actually makes it harder on the blocking team. You know what I mean? Because normally you get the run back, sit, wait on the guy. Now you're literally 2 yards in front of him. If I beat you on a quick move, you're done. There's nothing you can do to recover. So I don't know how that's going to work out for the guys that's blocking. I think it's a little bit harder for them, to be quite honest with you.
What type of player do you think it makes sense to be on the return now? You're going to have two guys back there. And we were wondering if this is a safer play, if coaches would be more inclined to have some of their stars, some of their big-time skill position players that have quickness, that have a burst that could be back there.
Nah, it's always going. You're always going to have your core guys, special teams guys, and that's what they do. The guys that are really special, they normally don't play too much special teams unless they're on the outside, just as a safety or something like that. But I think it's going to be the same. I still saw some big hits, even from them not being able to run as far down the field. There were still some big hits on kickoff return yesterday. So I think guys are still going to be getting smacked back there.
What led to Houston being able to win the game in such a fashion they did in the playoff game against the Browns last year?
I think we just had momentum, and I think that you guys, I hate that break when you rest players. I think you guys rested your starters that last week, and I was on with the other guys on the other station. I told them the week of the game, I said, I think that's going to come back to bite y'all. They're taking that. Y'all pretty much had 2 weeks off going into that game. You know what I mean? And then when you came in.
But don't players want that?
Nah.
They don't?
I don't. You know what I mean? I don't. And like I said, a lot of the time when you see guys rest people for a week, they get rusty for that week. And then they come back, it takes them a quarter or a half to get back into that rhythm that they had. But by that time, sometimes it's too late. You know what I mean?
What about the misdirection stuff that we heard about, like in CJ and the offense and everything? Like, he's a great quarterback. I don't think it was just, misdirection and they hit everything. No, he's really good. And Lyman and I... We were in Ohio, so it sounded like we were just being homers. But I'm like, no, he's the best quarterback in the draft, and thank God that David Tepper didn't listen for your sake. However, like, do you think it really boils down to just that, or what? How much scheming did take Jim Schwartz and his defense out of the game there?
I think scheming had a lot to do with it. I think Coach Slowick, our offensive coordinator, he had a brilliant game plan. And then playing you guys a couple of weeks prior to that as well. And you guys coming to Houston and embarrassing us. That's the game that the wide receiver, Cooper, had 200-plus yards receiving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I figured that the defense would have a huge chip on their shoulder, and they did. And I think a lot of that stuff just came back to bite y'all, man. And then, you know, we was at NRG, and it was rolling.
Would we have stood a better chance had we had played against C.J. Stroud that day and actually not just seen him on tape, but the defense had played against him and would have been a little bit better prepared for it? Or could things still end up the same way they were? I mean, a 31-point game is...
Yeah.
That's not very normal.
Yeah, I mean, don't get it twisted. We wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah.
But I think had you maybe seen him before, you kind of maybe adjusted his playing style a little bit, stuff like that. But I think not seeing him, and like I said, having a couple weeks, like having some time down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think we just caught y'all and we was rolling.
Because I can't guarantee, because you guys obviously were starting to heat up. I mean, it's Christmas Eve. Had they played C.J. Stroud, I can't guarantee, because it was a beating that day, and I can't guarantee that we would have won, but I'm thinking, all right, say they would have lost the game, worst case scenario. The Jets were the Jets. The Bengals, they obviously they weren't going to play Joe Burrow. He was injured at the time. You would have had to play everybody to make sure that you're in the playoffs. Then you still have everybody there. I can't guarantee that you would have beaten Houston twice, but I don't think they would have lost by 31. I think that there is a cause and effect, and it would have been a lot better for them had they had seen C.J. Stroud back in December.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's one way to look at it. But it went how it went, my guy. Y'all came on down, then we put them hands on y'all. But you know I'm an honorary Dog Pound member, so shout out to the Dog Pound. But yeah, y'all come to H-Town, we put them hands on y'all, man.
Listen to you.
Well, I do want to know, I asked you off the air, and you probably, the way you looked at me, you probably thought I was crazy asking the questions. But you see in sports, a guy have an amazing start to a career, and then everybody gets a chance to adjust. Do you think that C.J. Stroud is going to have a bit of a sophomore slump, or do you think he's going to take off?
Well, we're hoping that he takes off, you know what I mean? But there's always that chance of having that sophomore slump. You know, guys are going to be revved up. He had a phenomenal year, and I'm sure a lot of defenses across the NFL, they're licking at their chops to get another opportunity to stop him. But I think that he's matured. He looks way bigger. Looks like he's been in the weight room. I think he's put on a few pounds of muscle. So I think he's going to have a great second year.
Jonathan Wells, former Ohio State Buckeye, former Houston Texan, in studio with us in the Smart Choice Windows and More studios here. Tone, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, because obviously Houston, they had Deshaun Watson look like he was going to be an absolute stud forever down there. And now we're dealing with, you know, a Deshaun Watson that has not been able to stay healthy. He has not been consistent. And quite frankly, I mean, for the most part, he has been he's been nowhere near the type of player that I saw in Houston. What do you think is going on with Deshaun? And are you counting him out? Do you think he can get back to being the guy he was when he came into the league?
I mean, I don't count anybody out. And honestly, you know, I don't really keep up a lot, you know, what Deshaun Watson has going on. I know he's a great talent. Can he get back to the playing days of Houston? I'm not sure. You know, we have to wait and see. Everybody's waiting on that. I know you guys are hoping for that, which is why you made the deal with him. But I'm not sure he can get back to that Houston caliber of play, because, you know, he was electric back then, and it's been a while.
But you said it, electric. To be electric, you and anybody can pull out the tape and see just from the rookie year, from the moment he stepped onto the field, electric was the perfect way to describe him, because nothing was weighing him down. He was making guys look so bad, you know, when he started to scramble. But he also looked like he was capable of being a mature reader of the defense, processing, picking apart defenses, even veteran defenses. I'll never forget when he went up against the Legion of Boom. Made him look terrible. He was so good. We have not seen a guy with that confidence at all. And it makes sense, right? I mean, he's been away from football.
Yeah.
He went from being a hero to a villain around the NFL.
Correct.
Seems like no one's rooting for him outside of Cleveland. And even in Cleveland, the fan base is divided.
Yeah.
Jonathan Wells with us on the show. How tough do you think that's been for him? Because he was, I mean, there was J.J. Watt. It seemed that J.J. Watt was handing the torch off to him
right at
that time. And then everything in 2020 and since.
I mean, listen, it's tough for anybody when you're at the top of the mountain and then you fall off the cliff. You know what I mean? And he had a horrible fall for a while there. He was able to work his way out of the situation, still get the deal that he wanted here in Cleveland. I'm sure it weighed on him mentally. You know what I mean? Like I said, when you're away from the game for a year, 2 years, that's a long time to be away from the game, man. You know, the speed is so crazy. You got to put in so many reps consistently. When you lose that amount of time off the field, I think it affects anybody. I don't care who you are.
But when you hear media and fans, we talk confidence as if it's this tangible instead of like an intangible. I mean, playing with confidence in the NFL, were you ever around guys? I know the quarterback is a different position altogether. Were you ever around guys where you were worried about their confidence and what that was doing to their game?
I mean, yeah, I've seen guys lose their confidence. I mean, in college, I had a couple games where my confidence wasn't where it needed to be. You know what I mean? It happens to the best of them, man. You have an injury or you have a couple bad games, you turn the ball over. You can definitely get inside your own head, especially in today's social media world. If you pay attention to any of that, then you could drive yourself insane. So hopefully these guys are smart enough to not really be on social media like that. But, you know, it's a new day right now, man. It's a lot of judgment out there. And if you're not mentally strong enough, I'm sure it can get to you.
What do they say about him in Houston now?
I don't talk about Deshaun Watson in Houston, so I'm not sure. I haven't heard anybody bring him up, to be honest with you.
What was the conversation like? Jonathan Wells with us on the show. Real quick, what was the conversation like before when it came to him? Houston Sports Talk Radio, general people in a supermarket, whatever, before they drafted C.J. Stroud.
Oh, it was great. Everybody loved him, obviously. You know, he earned his respect on the field. And then, you know, he had some things happen off the field that took him in another direction. But before that, I mean, he was the beloved child of Houston. You know what I mean? So, and some people still love him. Some people still love him.
It seemed like a lot of fans at that time. And again, the team wasn't very good at that time. And you know that.
Right.
It seemed that fans were taking his side, not the Texans side.
Correct.
When it was like, I'm going to have this hold in here. We got to get this figured out.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, but remember, I wasn't around the organization at that time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I was here in Cleveland when he was down there.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch the Texans when he was there. So, you know, I don't know too much about what he had going on at all. I've never met him. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. You know, I've only known, you know, the couple of conversations I've heard, but I don't really go by conversations with people that I don't meet, that I haven't met.
Do you have takes about Ryan Day?
I love Ryan Day. You know, I'm a Ryan Day guy. I'm a Ryan Day guy.
I want to examine that when we come back. Jonathan Wells in the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios, the former Ohio State Buckeye, former Houston Texan. He's in town for Hall of Fame festivities. Andre Johnson, the great, the wide receiver, going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
I do want to ask, because obviously every year we got guys rolling through the Hall of Fame that are all-time greats. And last year was awesome. We were part of Joe Thomas. We were hanging out with Joe, but Andre Johnson,
yes, sir.
Where do you think, and I know you're a little biased, but where does he stack up wide receivers, not just last 30 years? I mean, we're talking NFL history. Where does he stack up?
I mean, Dre is top five dead or alive. I don't care how you want to put it. I mean, first of all, he's like the most humble individual that I ever met, the most humble superstar, really humble, down-to-earth dude, hard worker. And he's not a rah-rah guy. He doesn't do any talking. He lets all his play do the talking. He's definitely deserving of this. We're so happy for him as an organization. And I can't wait to go celebrate with him tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
I wanted to ask you, would he have been in, if he were a louder guy? Because it was just like, you mentioned all of like the legends of the time and the elite wide receivers. And Jonathan, don't hit me for it, but he always was like on second thought because he was so quiet.
Correct.
It was T.O. It was always.
Yeah.
Well, you know the Chad Johnsons of the world, they're more entertainers. Dre is not an entertainer now, but when it comes to getting on that football field and putting that work in, I put him before anybody. And then I'm standing on that. Just a great human being, hard worker, man. The thing I love about him, hard worker. From the day I met him, he was a hard worker. You know, obviously I know him from the Ohio State days in the championship game against Chris Gamble. You know what I mean? So I give him a little bit about that every time I see him. But, other than that, man, he's just a phenomenal guy, and I'm so happy for him.
Well, think about it, too. And this just proves how incredible he was. I went through his quarterbacks.
And that's another thing. He never played with a Pro Bowl quarterback in his life.
David Carr, Tony Banks, Dave Ragone.
Right.
Matt Schaub, Sage Rosenfels, TJ Yates, Case Keenum, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett.
That's what separates him from me.
He put up numbers every year.
Yeah, 14,000 yards with that's what separates him from me. He didn't get to play with one of these Drew Breeses or Aaron Rodgers. He never got to play with that type of quarterback. So for me, that's what elevates him above the rest.
Sage had to throw to him. That's all fair. Jonathan Wells joining us here on the show. So you say you love Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Why?
I think Ryan has done an amazing job since he's been in Ohio State. Obviously, the last couple of times we haven't beaten a team up north. I think he's done a great job of addressing the defense the last 2 years and bringing in our defensive coordinator. The defense has gotten better and better every single year. You know, when he took over, the defense was dismal.
It wasn't the silver bullets
at
that time.
No, we weren't even top 50 in anything. And the last 2 years, we've been top 10 everything. You know what I mean? So we were one game away the last 2 years. Unfortunately, the team up north got the best of us, and I think that they were just able to run the football down our throats, and that's what we got to figure out. Other than that, I think the games were even, and we got to get our running backs off. Our running backs have not had a big game in 3 years, and I hate it. They got to step up and go off. That's the only way we win.
But if you lose to them, you know that this guy's going to be screaming again.
Of course. Like I'm going to be disappointed, too. But guess what? Who are you going to replace him with? Let's put it that way.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Let's go with that. I know where you're going with this.
Well, we've had a lot of spotlight on a Mr. Mike Vrabel.
I heard coming in.
Who knows? People say Vrabel doesn't want any part of the college game and the recruiting, anything like that. The thing about Ryan Day is, nobody can deny. That guy's record is insane. And I know he's at Ohio State. He has all the resources. He has the best players. The record is insane. Nobody can deny it. There's some questioning on if there's some puckering up in those Michigan games in recent years. And a guy that it's all about, especially last year, it's all about aggressive. You remember when they beat Notre Dame, he did victory laps, whether it was against Lou Holtz or what the national media were saying about him. They were doing victory laps, and we get to the end of the season, and it seemed like no lessons were learned. It was the same puckering up and conservative nature.
I kind of disagree.
Okay?
I think quarterback play hurt us. I think when I actually went back and rewatched that game two times, and I've never done that before in my life, just to see where we're coming up short. There were plays out there on that field, and Kyle McCord missed them. There were more points that we left out there, and I don't think it was not being aggressive. I think that he was checking the ball down when he had opportunities over the top, and I don't think he was pulling the trigger. I'll keep it real. I don't think it was a Ryan Day situation.
But was he playing defense in the final 8 minutes?
Who?
Kyle McCord.
That's not on Ryan Day. How's that on Ryan Day?
That's not on your football team. That's not on your head coach. Listen, that's not on the guy he hired.
We can go there, but you know me.
You
know how I think.
I know.
I don't blame coaches. I blame players. If you make plays the rest of the year, make plays against Michigan.
If they make a stop,
I don't blame coaches.
If they make a stop in the final 8 minutes instead of having it ran all the way down.
How's that a Ryan Day problem? That's a defensive coordinator problem. That's a defensive problem.
I'm not blaming Kyle McCord. You said you put it on. You said
I said he missed some plays.
But
that's all I said.
If your defense makes a stop, I don't have to put Kyle McCord in that situation.
Kyle McCord is a starting quarterback at Ohio State, following C.J. Stroud, following all of the guys that have been come before him.
Okay.
He has to make the plays when they are there. I'm not blaming a coach for that. I'm not doing
that. Maybe you should have held on to Quinn Ewers.
Maybe so.
Let me ask you this. Can I blame him for when he had C.J. Stroud and Marvin Harrison Jr. and he's still losing to Michigan?
Jonathan Wells, your retort.
It is pretty incredible. It's like, how much talent do you need to get past Michigan?
How are you going to blame him when the offense put up 25, 30 points, but the defense is up 5 touchdowns to 60-plus yards? That's not an offensive thing. That is a defensive problem.
It's the head coach, though, Jonathan. The buck stops with him.
What was the game plan?
We get that. But we know coming in. Does anybody in the room think that Ryan Day was a defensive-minded coach when he came to Ohio State?
No.
So where's the offense been ranked since he's been here? Top three everything.
Always been at the top.
Okay,
yeah.
So what I said, when he got here, defense was trash. He hired a new coordinator. They went from outside of the top 50. Now they're top 5, top 10 in every defensive category. And we just lost the big one.
I'll tell you, to me, what was most disturbing about those 2 years back-to-back, not so much last year. That was a rugged game. You knew exactly what type of game that would be all week long, and was not surprised. It was a one-possession game, and Michigan ends up winning the national championship. My God, I mean,
good football team.
Ohio State,
period,
maybe was a little better than we thought they were last year, that they were the team that could beat Michigan. In the end, I think that the troubling thing is he had 2 years, man. They gave up. I mean, they gave up in that game. And you see, this is why I love having you in here.
They gave up in what game?
The Michigan game.
They didn't give up, bro.
Were one possession games. Next thing
you gotta stop with the they gave us stuff.
Right, tell us why they ran
the ball down our throat. But to say they gave up, and I don't buy into that.
I don't think they gave up in this last one, but in the first two that they lost.
But I'm telling you why I love having you in here is because you were part of the change, the culture change. I'll never forget going up to Ann Arbor and seeing Coach Tressel, who you got a chance to see yesterday. It's awesome that that you guys are staying in touch. You were over at his house.
Yeah.
I had to ask you what the spread was there. But you were part of a team that changed everything.
Correct.
With Ohio State. And now it feels like Michigan.
Yeah.
That team, and I know Harbaugh is gone. We can talk later about why he's gone. But that team now, they reverse the whole thing.
Correct.
They changed the fortune.
They've taken the momentum back. We get it. But listen, guys, when you go 17-3 out of a 20-year run, they're going to win a couple games here and there. Now we can't go on a 17-3 skid. You know what I'm saying? But I think that we'll be able to figure it out this year. We got nothing but talent, and I think that we'll have an opportunity to knock those guys off this year.
All right, I got to know Jonathan Wells in studio with us. He is a Buckeye legend, as far as I'm concerned, and you're working with the Texans now. NIL, when you are seeing what these kids are getting, is it vastly different from your days back in Columbus? I know now it's legal. What are your thoughts on where we are with NIL right now, and how would you have taken
it? I have a follow-up to this, but go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I have to follow up. Okay, I want your answer first, and then I have to ask this next one.
I love it. You know, I'm glad that the kids are finally, you know, getting a piece of the revenue. I'm glad the kids are finally able to be paid and compensated for the work and the revenue that they bring into the organization. I think it's a great thing. I know it's a little bit of the wild, wild west out there, you know, when it comes to the transfer portal and all of these new rules. I'm not really in tune like that, but I think it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm happy to see the kids getting paid, and I'm happy to see that the coaches are changing their mindsets as well.
So, let me ask you this. You're a businessman. Would you prefer it the way it used to be so you wouldn't be taxed on this income?
Well, I've never gone to college and gotten $1 million, so I'll take the million in the taxes.
That's fair.
I'll get me a good CPA. I think I'll be A-okay.
But is that part of the downfall? Downside of any of this?
I haven't seen it have any negative effects so far.
Do you believe in any regulation at all?
I think they got to have regulation. You don't want it to be just the stone cold wild, wild west. But I think that they have to work their way through it.
But could you have seen, think about your team. And yeah, there have always been transfers to some extent. But now these teams.
Oh, nothing like this.
Vastly different almost every single year now.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were playing, could you imagine, let's say you, after your freshman year, you have a great season. I mean, is there a chance you would have left, or do you just think Ohio State would have taken care of you? And That's the end of the story.
That's very hard to say. I know that I'm a competitor. I came to Ohio State. They were ranked number one in the country my freshman year. I came to compete against the best. So I wasn't looking to come and run away from competition. Obviously, I wouldn't have came here. So I think I would have dug in. But you never know. My mindset would have been totally different. These kids are a little bit different the way they think about things. They have way more options than we had.
They are brands coming in to
college. Correct. And I would have been a huge brand as well, being the first player from Louisiana to ever go to Ohio State and being a number one player out of the state. I would have had a great brand coming in as well. So I'm sure I would have had some demands on the table.
Do you think you would have considered leaving later in your career, later in your time at Ohio State?
Nah, man, I'm a Buckeye. I can't see it. You know, like I say, everybody asks me if I had to do it all over again, would I choose Ohio State? I say 1,000 out of 1,000, I'm going to be a Buckeye. So I don't think I would have left.
We do a lot of power ranking on this station.
Jonathan Wells with us. Go ahead.
Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, Ryan Day. Can we get...
Hold on, let him hit the music.
Jonathan Wells' power rank Ohio State football coaches. No, start with number one.
Power rank them.
Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, Ryan Day. Pretty clear. Want to know why?
I didn't hear Cooper.
Yes.
Cool was a good coach. He didn't win a championship, so I can't put him up there.
He might be second to Schembechler with wins without a national championship.
Who?
John Cooper.
Oh, no, Cooper had a lot of wins, but a lot of losses in big games, so I can't put him up there with those guys at all.
So why do you have Jim ahead of Urban Meyer?
I have Jim ahead of Urban Meyer because I was a part of the debacle of the Ohio State team and the downfall, and we were spiraling out of control fast. I was the only guy to play for Cooper and Tressel. Therefore, I know where the university was headed.
Oh, gosh.
Jim Tressel stepped in. Totally changed, revamped the culture, totally revamped our thought process. And he brought us our first championship in 38 years. I don't want to hear nothing about Jim Tressel.
This is the great perspective here. I mean this sincerely. So I'm a kid at that time. I didn't understand. Like, I'm a child. So you get this guy. I've always heard he's so successful at Youngstown State. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm kind of close. So it's like, hey, we like Youngstown State. I didn't realize this was kind of an outside-the-box hire to some people nationally.
Oh, I never heard of him.
He's FCS.
I didn't know who. I'm like, who? I thought they were going to hire Glenn Mason.
That's honestly what everybody thought.
Do you remember the first time he was able to talk to the team?
Absolutely.
And what that was like?
Like yesterday. He walked in like the senator. You knew the dude was special. He knew everybody's name. He knew your parents' name, your brother's name. The dude is just special.
So was there a moment when, like, okay, you said, who is this guy? And then he, like, walked in and immediately changed any perspective.
Yeah, you know what he told me? You're supposed to be the starting running back. Meet me in my office tomorrow morning. We're going to watch every play from your junior year. I sat down one-on-one with Jim Tressel and watched every play. Jim Tressel is the only coach to ever tell me I wasn't good enough to play for him. That's why I love him. He told me flat out, because I was having a rough time the first couple of games of my junior year. I wasn't playing good football. And he told me, he was like, man, I should have brought my running back from Youngstown look like. And I took that, and I took that as a challenge. And we were like this from there on. But he watched every play of my junior year with me.
That could have gone a different way, though.
It could have. But guess what? I'm a competitor. I like when I'm challenged. Like I said, that was the first time I heard anything like that. I've always been top dog.
So when he told
me that, I was like, okay, I like this dude. I love him. Let's go. I got something for you. And I went to work. And it worked out. Had 1,300 plus yards my senior year.
I just wonder the way that some of these kids with people in their ears, and now they have the ability to transfer immediately, go somewhere else, get paid.
Yeah.
That those conversations, I wonder how free these college coaches are. It's probably a big reason why so many of them have left, right? So many have gotten out of the game, because how are you going to tell a kid, especially if he was a Gatorade All-American, Parade, all that stuff, and then you're being told you're not good enough, but you've got another school that'll pay you.
Yeah.
But immediately.
Totally different times, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure how I would have reacted had that been today. But at the end of the day, I knew the film that I was putting out that we were watching. It wasn't my best self. I knew it. So I had to accept that, and I did. I said I took it on the chin, and I went to work, and I got better every single day. I had the best offseason I could have, and, you know, it paid off.
All right, we got to go. We got Coming In Hot coming up next. 216-474-0092. I don't know. Maybe Jonathan wants to listen to the segment.
I don't know if he wants to.
It's a little bit crazy. It goes off the rails sometimes.
I don't know if he wants to.
The Big Ten. Oregon. Washington, USC. Does that matter to you?
Yeah, it's a new day. Yeah, we got some more talent than USC, Oregon alone. That puts a lot of pressure on the Buckeyes. Those are always going to be very competitive, great games. We cannot just expect that we're going to go and dominate those two organizations. So I think that the Big Ten has gotten a lot better by adding those teams.
Jonathan Wells in the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios. Jonathan, we can't thank you enough for the
that was
time.
Quick.
You're wonderful, man. It was wonderful seeing you.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys. 40. Shout out to Cleveland, man. Y'all already know I got love for y'all honorary dog pound, baby.
Enjoy this weekend down in Canton, man.
Appreciate it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.